We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese on a Wednesday, Tom Brady Appreciation Day on the midday show. John Ritchie didn't seem interested in a Tom Brady Appreciation Day.
No. He's still holding on to that Tuck rule.
Yeah. Not even remotely over.
Yeah, got to love him for that.
But if it wasn't the Tuck rule, what would John Ritchie be saying right now?
Well, I mean, they went to the same school.
Yeah.
So, you know, Ritchie probably would have a healthy respect for Tom Brady.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I would be scarred by that Tuck rule also.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bunch of crap.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I guess.
And Ritchie probably isn't. He doesn't seem like the. He's not going to do a whole lot of celebrating anybody.
He's not Mr. Warm and Fuzzy.
Yeah. Okay, that's the way to put it. Yeah.
he's not. He's like the Howie Roseman Appreciation Day. He wasn't interested in that on the Mark Lee show.
Yeah. I will crush your face.
Well, there you have it. So, Jack, you had mentioned who did they activate off of IR, the Buccaneers?
Levante, David, Leonard Fournette, and Giovanni Bernard. So,
you know, awesome.
Bernard's good out of the backfield. That'll terrorize us all day.
Yeah, he is good. He's good in the passing game. Fournette's good in the passing game too. So, kind of I didn't know about Bernard, but the other guys and by the way, Levante David. I mean, Bruce Arians was just saying he's not sure if he's going to play or not this week. So just because you activate him off the IR doesn't mean he's going to play. Mm-hmm. But listen, they're getting healthier. That's a fact. They're getting guys back that they haven't had. So
so are we.
So are we, yes. Yeah. So let's go. All right. So this is on this is Dave Spadaro. Sirianni spoke to the media today. This morning they dropped this. I don't know if this is from yesterday or last night or whatever, but this is a Q&A with Dave Spadaro and Nick Sirianni. Go ahead, Jack.
You just said a few moments ago, and you've been asked about it, that, hey, I want to keep things the same. Why is that the right approach, do you think?
Well, I think if all of a sudden you get to what you deem as a bigger game being the playoffs, we know in the playoffs that if you lose, you go home. So we know it's, you know, that's not necessarily, then that's not the case in week 15 or week 14 or week, you know, whatever it is. But if you do something completely different than you did all year, then I don't think you were preparing right throughout the year, because all those games add up. Every game in the NFL is big. But if you're doing something different throughout the year and then you try to change your process when it becomes the playoffs, I just don't think you're in that growth mindset where you're trying to get a little bit better every day and you're not preparing the right way. So, you know, we feel like our process has been tried and true of what we believe in, and we'll stick to that same process that we've had these past 17 weeks.
All right, there you go. Nick Sirianni. A lot of coach speak there where, I mean, those guys behind closed doors know this is a different game than just week whatever. And, you know, I mean, he's what he doesn't want to say is that, yeah, we're trying harder this week or we're preparing harder this week, because you're preparing hard every week and blah, 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 blah. But this is a different game.
Yeah, and honestly, nobody cares about the regular season anymore. Right, like you're in the playoffs now, so you don't like. It's not about we're going to prepare the same way we did in week seven. It's not week seven, so we know you're not preparing that way as if it's week seven. Because with week seven, you know, you got 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 weeks still left to go in the season. You know, today, I mean, this week, you lose, it's over. The season's over. We're putting equipment in trash bags where, you know, everybody's hugging and saying goodbye.
Right.
You got team meeting the next day, individual meetings, and then you roll out. Like, that's the difference. That's the difference. And so you have to prepare. I'm not saying that you all of a sudden need to change your entire routine and what you do every week, but there needs to be a sense of urgency here.
Yes.
Like, and that's what we're trying to say. That's what, like, just like they want us, meaning Nick Sirianni, Eagles, they want us to sort of be able to read between the lines and understand where he's coming from. Well, in our opinion, understand where we're coming from. We know that this isn't just like any other game. It isn't. And this fan base isn't going to react to that game Sunday as if there's 8, 9 more weeks left in the season.
Right.
So, and I'm sure the players know that they need to increase their attention to detail this week. Right? And, you know, it's one thing if you're in week 10 and you're playing Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson only knows so much. So maybe you don't have to do as much to get an advantage over Zach Wilson. But when you're playing the level of talent you're playing in Tom Brady and the defending champions, yeah. Yeah, when you prepare, it's a little different. Like we all got to be able to see this, right? Like,
of course.
Okay. Yeah, so it is different.
Right, of course it is.
And you're preparing, I would hope, with a little more attention to detail.
And like you said, the word urgency is what comes to my mind. But to your point, right, like, you're rolling a little bit. You know you're better than a team. You're going up against Mike Glennon. Yeah, maybe you're worrying more about what you got going on after you're leaving than paying attention as much during the meetings or whatever, right? Like, because you're able to get just – well,
I just know you're preparing more – You better be preparing harder for this guy than you were in the regular season.
Right.
Like, I think they get caught up on so many little things that we want to make sure we clear on this stuff. My only point is that to come off as if this is no different than any regular season game and we're not going to do anything differently, I'm as a player, I'm not buying that.
Right.
I'm just not. So I just don't – when the playoffs come around, it's a different level of intensity. You're playing against the best in the game. And in order to beat these guys, you have to be at your best.
What is the difference between because you were in the playoffs so many years, what is the difference between regular season, flick the light switch, becomes playoffs? Is it faster? It's obviously more intense.
No, it's no faster. It's more intense. Yeah, because the season is over with if you lose.
Right.
It means more. So if I'm in an event competition that has more on the line, am I not trying harder versus being in something that doesn't mean as much?
Yeah.
Right? If it's week two of the season?
Of course. And it's not something that – it's not that you're not trying hard in week two. It's just that there's another level that isn't tangible when you know you lose this game and you go home.
And the opponent is trying harder.
There's a desperation factor to it. Yeah.
That should be sort of common sense.
Yeah. Well, I hope there's some urgency and some intensity going on in this team.
I believe there is.
Right.
I believe there is. This doesn't mean they're going to win Sunday.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, like, you'll be able to see, and here's why I wouldn't have said what Coach Sirianni said. Because if you go out there and you happen to play as if the game doesn't matter, now you have to answer for that.
Yeah.
Right? If it's a 30-10 game, now everybody's going to say, whoa, did you guys take this game serious? Did you really think you had a chance to win? Like,
Nick, do you think you set the wrong tone for the team last week?
Right. Now, I don't expect that to happen, but I'm just saying if that does happen, now people think you didn't prepare hard enough to go up against Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Then you'll get people saying, should they have set the final week of the season? Right. Should they have played? They look rusty. Like, that's what happens when you lose the final game. Now we start to second-guess everything.
Yeah.
And that's my only thing. If you just – I'm not saying he did anything wrong. I'm just saying you leave a window open for people to come back at you and be critical of you if the game turns out not in our favor, especially if they don't look competitive in the game.
Yeah. Yeah, what happens in the game certainly matters. Forget about a win or a loss for a second. What happens inside that game? Yoshi from Brewery Town. Yoshi!
I know Yoshi's fired up.
Well, thank you. I guess I am. Big A, Jackie, baby. How y'all doing today, baby?
What's up, brother?
Yosh.
Hey, man. What's man? You know me. It's lottery week. And today's lottery lesson, thought is, hey, it's going to be bad weather, you know, rainy, all slippery on the ground. That benefits, in my opinion, our quarterback. You know, you got guys coming at Jalen trying to knock his head off, then he hit him with a little doop-doop, gone. Mm. You know, that can benefit him. He's a mobile quarterback. He might not be able to get the ball off like what's saying we want him to expect to because of the win. But he with the run game and then he's a running quarterback, oh, my God. That's what I'm visualizing in the lottery. As far as what's name, you know, these guys being shell-shot, I think it's too nice of a mix of veterans and guys that have been in the playoffs on this team for them to become complacent during the game. I mean, you got Nelson and been in the playoffs, Vontae, Goddard, you know, almost the whole offensive line. What's things like it's, you know, it's too many guys that have been in this situation to let the guys that haven't been in it to be shell-shocked. And Tom Brady, them, they ain't been the best the last few weeks either. Like, look who they ain't played. I mean, yeah, they ain't won, but they look lackluster against the Jets, for God's sake. Come on, man. I said that David and Goliath thing earlier, too, and you came on out with it. I mean, in the stretch, yeah, we ain't played what's name, the division that sucks the last few weeks, but you got to look at the wins that we ain't got along the way prior to that.
Yeah.
We beat two good defenses in Denver and the Saints. Yeah, the quarterback sucked, but we look good enough on offense to dominate their defenses. So why wouldn't we come into this week being optimistic? As far as those bad games, and yeah, Tom Brady and played in New England and bad weather, when it's raining and wet, I guarantee you, go back, you look at them games. Tom don't play that good. You look at the game earlier in New England when he went up there and played. They won, but golly.
Yeah, he didn't play well.
Look good. So with all of that said, I feel optimistic. Wade, don't get mad at me. The Duke of Broad Street is going to cut it out on Sunday, baby.
And that's Jalen Hurts. He's in on the Duke.
Hey, so you're in on the Duke, Yosh.
The Duke of Broad Street. I'm gonna give him a last name.
Okay, the Duke of Broad Street. Okay.
We'll see if Wade likes that. Thanks, Yosh.
The Duke of Broad Street.
Mm.
That's a... It doesn't roll off the tongue.
Yeah. I see, doesn't he have to win a playoff game before we're deciding on these nicknames, Jack, or at least...
Well, I mean, the Bronco didn't win a
playoff
game.
Right. No, that's a good point. Well, the answer was the answer.
That's probably why he doesn't need one.
All right, so, but there was expectation for him, right?
Yes,
like, there's no expectation for Jalen Hurts. Just, you know,
just show up and
yeah.
Who cares?
Run the ball. Yeah, run the ball.
Duke, we're going to need a full offseason of Wade referring to him as the Duke before he really catches on.
It's slowly getting there,
getting a couple people.
I mean,
people.
The Bronco didn't catch on immediately.
No,
it
I agree.
It took a while. People didn't know what the hell I was talking about.
Yeah, they were very confused.
But once they figured it out, it took off. It did.
Well, it didn't really take off until that end of 2019.
Yeah.
And then it turned into, like, the Bronco the year after. So it was like, you know, that's went fun. Through stages.
It did. It did.
Yeah, stamp now.
Let's go to Kay. Kay in North Philly. What's up, Kay? How are you?
I knew you guys were going to come to me as soon as I got into the supermarket.
Oh, Kay. I could put you back on hold if you want.
No, you guys are good.
Okay.
I'm an Eagles fan. Like, they know I bleed green everywhere. So it doesn't matter where I'm at.
Mm.
So you rolling through the supermarket on the phone right now?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, I am. I got
what aisle?
What aisle? I am in the produce aisle. I need some fresh vegetables to go with my dinner. Don't judge me.
No.
That's most
good.
Important.
That's
the most one of the most important aisles.
Yes,
produce aisle.
I hide the vegetables in my spaghetti sauce so my children will eat it.
That's smart.
Wow, smart. There you go.
That's how I do it. But I'm calling because I totally agree with Ike. But then Yoshi kind of changed my mind a little bit. Like, if it's raining, the GOAT doesn't play well in the rain. He may play okay in the snow, but if it's slipping and sliding, as he called them, the Duke on Broad Street, is going to go juke, juke, juke. It's going to be a Madden game. He made me think about that.
Okay.
I don't know now. I'm on a fence. I was giving them the edge. I was on like 10%. Eagles might win. I'm going in. If we win, I'm shocked. Mm-hmm. But now I've changed. Sitting here listening to Yoshi. I don't know. I think we may go down there and take one.
So how about that? With that, now that's rare. It's normally one of the hosts that change the caller's mind. We had a caller change a caller's mind.
Yeah, I think we may go. I think we may go down there and take one. Just because Tom Brady tried to patronize us and say, they're the best team we're going to face all year. Dude, we know.
Yeah, he's such a phony. Isn't he such a phony, Kay? I can't stand it.
Tom, did you think we were going to fall for that? But you got that. He's in Tampa Bay. We got to go down there. So that is my thing with that. But I just came from lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Full transparency. I didn't know what you guys were talking about when I called until I started listening.
Mm-hmm.
I went to lunch in a Dallas bar. I didn't know it was a Dallas bar. I'm going to post the pictures. I'm wearing my playoff coat.
Where is it?
In North Philly?
No. I live in North Carolina now. I've been living down here for 6 months.
Okay.
I've been living down here for 6 months, so I'm kind of new. I didn't know I was walking in the Dallas bar. I went in for lunch. I didn't eat. I just got something to drink. I won't confirm or deny if it was alcoholic beverages, but they kind of let me know I was unwelcome. When you see my coat, I'm going to post my coat on Twitter. I don't post pictures, but I'm going to post my coat on Twitter. Yeah, it was not good. I felt uncomfortable. But, you know, I sat there and I drank and I let them know that they need
all right.
Sugar, honey, iced tea.
That's right.
You guys have a good day.
You too,
okay,
Kay. Have fun.
North Carolina at a Dallas bar with an Eagles coat on.
Yeah. Think about that.
That's a lot going on there.
Sure is. It's unbelievable.
A lot going on there.
Man, like, you got patronizing Tom Brady, and we're just like, fine with it. We're just like, oh, whatever. Yeah, Tom's the GOAT. Oh, Tom, we're not going to win this game. All of a sudden, we have realistic expectations in this city for the first time ever.
It's been that type of year.
It's so weird.
It's been a realistic type of year.
It's so disappointing.
It's just weird. I'm not used to it. Because really, like this isn't a... Well, screw this team. They're not winning anything. This is a genuinely happy fan base that's surprised and happy that they made the playoffs.
Yes.
And have no... I'll be curious to see what happens Monday if they lose and how they lose. But as of right now, it just seems like it's the whole house money thing. Like, oh, we're playing with house money.
That's the sense I get. I don't know. I mean, I guess depending on how that rubs you, I don't see it as a bad thing, but... You know, I guess it's now worked against us to where we don't have the level of excitement that one would think we should have going into a playoff game. We've almost sort of energy reserved ourselves out of the excitement.
Yep. There's excitement there. It's just it's realistic.
Well, it just takes till Sunday excitement. To get excited. Like, we'll wake up Sunday excited, but the whole we used to have a build-up to the game.
People are excited about the game. They're just not overly excited right now. They're looking forward to the game.
Well, here's the other problem. They didn't play last week.
Yeah.
So you took them getting into the playoffs 2 weeks ago when they beat Washington, and then Minnesota lost that night, and some other stuff happened where I woke up, and all of a sudden we were in the playoffs. People were excited that Monday. That Tuesday. And then they had to sit through the last week of the season with no expectations, with nobody playing.
Man.
And now it's almost like, and we've already known we were in the playoffs, and we just got 50 put up on us.
Yeah.
So it's like you got to get the excitement.
It's been a long while since they played a game.
Exactly. There hasn't been anything for us to get excited about.
There hasn't been a lot to talk about other than it's Tom that we're playing. And
we haven't gotten any. Well, here's the other thing. And I'm not saying Coach Sirianni needed to come out with a Beat the Bucks t-shirt on or anything like that.
Or a goat who.
But right,
But he's playing roll of dope right now.
Yeah, when you set the tone of... We're just going through our process. We're going to treat this week like it's any other week. That doesn't necessarily say light a fire under the fan base on a Monday to where you're carrying that torch all week long.
And you know what's funny, though, is he tried it with the Beat Dallas shirt. And he saw that backfire.
Actually, I'm glad he didn't do it.
No, but, I agree.
But I'm just saying, you like the fan base, they need something to get excited about.
And there's nothing that's really getting them going just yet.
Huh?
They haven't played a legitimate game since New Year's weekend.
Let me say this.
The first Bucks game.
And Baldy's coming up next. let me say this.
Yeah.
There were 14 teams that made the playoffs this year. We know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many teams that made the playoffs in 2020 that didn't make it this year?
I mean,
seven.
Yeah.
So half of the teams went back. Half of the teams that made the playoffs in 2020
seven
didn't.
Seven new teams.
Right. Yeah. Seven new teams. 50% of the teams didn't make the playoffs. Just remember that. Just remember that when you're thinking about a playoff game and you're thinking about trying to get a win and going for it and realizing that you may not be back next year. Right? Like, these games are important. These playoff games are important. 215-592-9494. Baldy,
you're a 9-point underdog to Tom Brady.
8.5. Baldy's coming up next. Does he give the Eagles a shot on Sunday? How would he stop Tom Brady? Baldy coming up next. Marks and Reese. Enjoy your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Marks, M-A-R-K-S. Your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Plus, you'll earn M Life Rewards points that you can use for rooms, dining, and more at any MGM resort nationwide. Enter code MARKS, M-A-R-K-S, when you sign up for BetMGM and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000 only at BetMGM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.